approval of the minutes of the reorganization meeting of July 8th, the regular meeting of July 8th, the special meeting of July 14th, and the special meeting of August 5th. Ms. Garland? Second, Ms. Bowden, talking about the fifth. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it. Again, good evening and welcome. So we have no highlights from the high schools, with the exception of the fact that the summer programs that were run across the district were very successful, well attended by incoming seventh graders, rising eighth graders, and across the district, students participated in different social and emotional learning activities to prep them for the return to the buildings, their respective buildings in September. Is there any correspondence? At this time, we'll have a report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have no report for the public section.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have a report of the superintendent.
Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's having a restful and healthy summer. Looking forward to getting our kids back in school on September 9th. Just a quick service announcement, a public service announcement. If you go to the website, any of our parents that are logged on tonight, and you look at the main page, you will see supply lists for our children. I'll be sending some information home next week when our principals return. But you can click on the supply list, and you can see by grade and by school, everything that is being asked of our parents. Okay? So the supply lists are posted on our district website. As always, I want to thank our veterans and active service members for the work that they do protecting us and the work that they do in our community. And our first responders who continue to keep us safe during this pandemic. I want to say thank you and God bless. Mr. Jaime, I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absence, appointments, changes in status, and resignations noted on pages 1 through 14 and the addendum pages 10A through 10C.
I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 14, including the addendum on pages 10A through 10C.
I'll make a
motion by Ms. Garland, seconded by Dr. Howard. Yes. Discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
I seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, appointments, and changes in status on pages 15 through 17.
I have a motion to approve pages 15 through 17. By Mr. Davis, second by Ms. Garland. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
I seek a motion to receive Committee on Special Education and Committee on Preschool Special Education.
I have a motion to receive page 18. Papers, second, Ms. Garland. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
I seek a motion to approve items 3 through 9 on pages 19 through 21.
I have a motion to approve pages 19 through 21. Ms. Garland.
Okay, I'm sorry. So let me say that again. Okay, items 3 through 10, seek a motion to approve on pages 19 through 21.
Again, that motion to approve pages 19 through 21. Charlotte?
Yes.
Second, Dr. Okay. All in favor? Yes, yeah,
on page 22, the first reading of the district-wide safety plan is noted for the minutes.
Page 22 and 23 is noted.
And that includes on page 23, items 1 through 4, a note of the minutes. On page 24, I seek a motion to approve the scheduled disbursements and warrants.
Motion to approve page 24. Ms. Papers. Second, Ms. Garland. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
On page 25, seek a motion to receive the Treasurer's report.
I have a motion to receive page 25. Ms. Garland, second, Ms. Papers. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have.
Seek a motion to approve the business report and other approvals and authorizations on page 26.
Motion to approve page 26. Ms. Garlic, second Ms. Caper. Discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
Noted for the minutes are items A through I on page 27, and the vandals and tallies for July 2021 on page 20.
April 27 and 28.
Mr. Harry, that concludes my report. Again, I want to wish everybody a healthy end of the summer as we get ready to bring our children back to school. Parents, community members that are logged on tonight, please make sure that you continue to check our website for the latest information on our reentry plan and anything related to the beginning of school. And we are looking forward to seeing our beautiful children on September 9th. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. In addition to continuously checking the website, we would ask that parents make sure that their come September, that all of their contact information is updated with their child's building, so that messages can get to you in a timely manner, as well as making sure you download the school district app, either on the Apple Store or the Google Sure. So we just have something that the school attorney would like to recommend at this time.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Jaime. I do have a board action for the public session. In the executive session and in other discussions with the board, the superintendent has outlined a strategy for the safe return to school of the children. And it's a detailed plan that he and an administrative team have been working on and will indeed continue to work on. It has the plans and protocols that will effectively reestablish the program for the delivery of educational services in the district while keeping the children and staff safe, as this district has done since the onset of the pandemic. And I have discussed it with the board in executive session, and the board has indicated that they approve the plan as outlined by the superintendent, and therefore I ask for a motion to that effect. And I ask for a motion, Mr. Plan.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the reentry or the learning forward plan as presented this evening. Moved by Ms. Haper, second by Ms. Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Yes, I have it. Thank you.
I have one more item. I'm sorry. I ask for a motion to convene an executive session following this public session. And I apologize before, but we couldn't finish everything. We started on time at 6:30, and we have more to do.
No worries. Again, we have a motion to reconvene in executive session after this. Ms. Capers and Ms. Garlic. Still early. All in favor? So, is there any old business? Any new business? So, under legislative items, tomorrow at or about 11 a.m., Dr. Battleworth and myself will be participating in a Zoom call with Congressman Meeks to discuss some of the federal school programs and the upcoming approval of the infrastructure bill and how it will affect school districts. So, and then I believe also next week there is a scheduled call with Senator Gillibrand. So that covers this.